Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Sierra Anderson from Nome. Anderson is a junior in high school who hopes to study architecture after graduating.
It looks like a lot of fun to like design an own house that no one's ever thought of before and just like build your own stuff. I think it started when we built our own cabin out at Nome. So I kind of just like stood there looking at my dad and my uncle like cutting out the boards and like putting it all together, and it just seemed really cool to me because like it's a huge puzzle when it comes out in the end. It's just like your own house or your own cabin. Yeah, I have been outside the state twice, once in DC for a school trip and another time in Florida to see family. There, like structure of the building is a lot thinner down in the lower 48 because like, you know, it's hotter. But in Alaska, we have to do like outside wall insulation, inside wall. So it's like a lot thicker walls up in Alaska and smaller too to like conserve the heat. But like down in DC, there's like all these big open buildings. When we went down to Washington, DC, there was a group of people who thought we had polar bears as pets. They're like igloos as houses and stuff. We have an actual house, we have actual cars. We don't always use dog sleds. So after work, after my parents work, we'd probably go out and berry pick. But one time we went on a berry picking trip and came back with a moose. So it's kind of just like whatever happens, happens. So yeah. We went for salmon berries, came back with a moose, which is, it was funny. We can drive out and there's a bridge we can go bridge jumping off of. We can go and ride four-wheelers on the beach. In the winter, we can ride the snow machines and sled down the hill, so the mountains. So it's kind of like we're isolated, but we have a lot of activities to do because we got used to it and we just use our surroundings, so it doesn't feel so isolated.
Sierra Anderson lives in Nome. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.